going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
A year ago, we heard about Sewell and St. Brown. Big marquee extensions for Brad Holmes' homegrown draft stars. Will we get the same today? Aiden Hutchinson? Gotta be soon, right? What's the holdup? Kirby Joseph, he threw out the first pitch for the Tigers, and he said that there's progress. We're getting things going. I love Detroit. Detroit loves me. Mm-hmm. John, what do you think? What's the timeline on these?
I don't know if we'll hear today. It would be awesome if this became kind of the traditional redo the contracts day, as long as there's somebody worth redoing. Obviously, Aiden Hutchinson, I'm not concerned about the injury. I think, and we heard from the front office, Rod Wood. Yeah, he's here for the long haul. We all believe that he should be signed, and I would love to hear from somebody who thinks he shouldn't be here long term. But I think he is a guy that will be here long term. I don't know if it gets done today, but it will get done this offseason.
John, there are some of those people out there. I was listening to Carson Anderson a few weeks ago, and they were getting bombarded seemingly from what I think is a loud, small group of Lions fans who are concerned about the injury. That's not like a career-altering injury.
No. I mean, I had one similar and was able to come back and play. I am not concerned at all. And the medical advancements in medicine have been tremendous over this time period. I'm not concerned about it at all. He had a similar injury in college, and we saw great things from him the following years at Michigan and since in Detroit.
He's one of the best defensive players in football, arguably the best. Also a big culture guy, hard worker, plays all downs, right?
He never leaves the field. Boxes.
Yeah, it's everything you would ever want. He's from here. Not that that matters a ton, but it's just more of a support system here. People love Aiden. Aiden's going to get extended. It could be any second. What we want to do is look at the rest. Because Brad Holmes has alluded to, you can't keep everybody. We're going to play a little bit of a game here. We encourage you to text in, call in, pick three Lions that you want to extend from the following group. Our list includes Kirby Joseph, J-Mo, Branch, LaPorta, Gibbs, and Jack Campbell. Pick three of those six names that you want to extend. The other three, we've got them while we've got them.
Uh-huh.
And it's supposed to be a challenge here. You got to pick only three.
All right, so I'm going to try and work the system here a little bit. All right, so we're talking about... Let's just play the game. My three are Brian Branch, Sam LaPorta, and Jack Campbell. And I say that because I think we all believe J-Mo is here this year and next year, and then he's here this year. Next year, if you're not going to keep him, they might try and market him, see if they can get something in return. Kirby Joseph, if I'm given the option between any of these other guys and Kirby Joseph, I don't want to downplay the importance of Kirby Joseph.
I was all pro, right?
Yeah. And I mean, what led the league in interceptions? Great. I think that you can find. It's not that I don't like him. It's just that I don't want to pay him. And with Jahmyr Gibbs, now this is going to be the one that is the hottest, hotly debated, because I still believe there is an expiration date on running backs. He's entering his third year. So you have him for this year, you have him for the following year, and you have that fifth-year option. The fifth-year option on running backs, it's not what it is for receivers. All right, so that's a lower price tag to begin with. You also have, now this gets into the gray area of this conversation of extending him. I don't extend him, but you have the ability to put the franchise tag on him, which is not a huge number either. Running backs just don't make as much as wide receivers or quarterbacks or edge rushers. So you have control of him without having to give him a long-term contract. That's my workaround, is I want to give, I think Jack Campbell, Brian Branch, Sam Laporta, those positions and what they can do with those positions, they're going to play longer. The expiration date is further down the road. So I give them a long-term contract. By putting a franchise tag on Jahmyr Gibbs, it's not a long-term contract. It's a one-year deal.
So the Gibbs thought, four seasons with team control. It's another 1,000 touches on the body.
Oh, from now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. 250 a season running and receiving. Another 1,000 touches on the body. Two rookie seasons, a fifth-year option, and a franchise tag. We don't know what he's going to look like after another 1,000 touches playing that position. What I'd say about Gibbs, though, is if you have an offensive line, you can age more gracefully.
Yeah.
And we've seen Saquon Barkley have a second life in his career running behind the Eagles offensive line. I think what they do in Detroit will always be predicated on making sure they have a strong offensive line. And if that's the case, I'm not hesitating on Gibbs. I think he's, of this group of six, one of the three best players. Would you give me that?
That's right. Yes. Now. Yes. Yes. Right now.
So I went through this and we have some similar answers here. We did not compare notes. I want to pick one pass catcher, J-Mo or Laporta. I went Laporta. I want to pick one safety. It feels a little gluttonous to pay both of them as record-setting deals. Of the two, I also prefer Brian Branch. More versatile, right? Mm-hmm. If he can play a little slot corner. He can come up in the run game. He is still instinctive when the ball is in the air and he can take it away from people. He's also one of these guys that forces a lot of takeaways and turnovers, not just picks, but he gets his hand in there and he can force fumbles too. So I picked Branch. I picked Laporta. And then it really came down to then Campbell or Gibbs, and I've seen so much more from Gibbs, and I think you can extend his longevity sharing the workload with Montgomery and generally just having a quality offensive line, that I went Gibbs over Campbell. I Campbell's good, but is not off-ball linebacker the running back of the defense? They're valued similarly.
Valued similarly, but his career will be longer. Or at least traditionally, historically, linebackers play longer than running backs. And here's the thing about Jahmyr Gibbs. What makes him so special? What is it that sets him apart from as an offensive weapon?
Make you miss.
Make you miss, but it's that acceleration. Mm-hmm. It's 0-60 right now. It's getting to the edge. How long does that last for Jahmyr Gibbs?
Where is he at 27, 28 years old?
Right. When you lose a half of a step as a running back, for him, it's probably still elite speed and elite explosion. But if you lose a step, if you lose that ability to just, hey, a line of scrimmage, there's nothing there, and then I'm going to bounce it to the edge, and I just run past everyone, how long does that last? I just don't think, and if there's an injury, now he's been very fortunate to this point,
mm-hmm.
He's not been injured. If he's sharing the load, and you've already said he needs to get more of the load
mm-hmm.
over Montgomery, how long does Montgomery, is he still effective?
Yeah.
How long is he around? Does Gibbs eventually become the feature back, the only back that they go to, and he's a 25-touch-a-game guy? How long can he stay healthy? How long can he have his superpower of blazing speed?
So of this list, the guys that they have the longest time to make the decision on are Gibbs and Campbell. So that's where our fork in the road is. Ticket text flooding in. We asked you to pick three. Penei Sewell and Amon Ross St. Brown were extended the day before the NFL draft. We all agree Hutch should be extended this offseason, so we've left him out of the exercise. Although people have texted in about it, if they have any reservations, we don't. But of the next group of Lions that Brad Holmes has drafted, you can only pick three. And the names you're choosing from, John, are Jamo, Joseph, Branch, Laporta, Gibbs, and Campbell. You and I both picked Laporta and Branch. Yep. I picked Gibbs. You picked Campbell. Mm-hmm. Some of the ticket text. I honestly don't want to pay Kirby. I'd much rather pay Branch. I'm not paying two safeties top of the market just because safety's not that valuable.
I agree. And I think Branch, I think his upside is higher than Kirby Joseph, even when we're talking about an all-pro. I also think what he does for the defense, he is so much, he plays so many different positions and is so much more versatile.
John in the truck, you got to keep both of them, Branch and Joseph.
Okay, so then are you not keeping Jamo, Laporta, and
Gibbs?
Gibbs?
You're keeping none of the offensive weapons for one of the best offenses in football?
Right, and a quarterback that needs weapons.
I suppose you could keep one of the weapons and not keep Jack Campbell for the exercise.
Well, okay, so your pick between Laporta and Gibbs. Gibbs is clearly the bigger impact right now. But what is it in, and we know Brad Holmes thinks about the future, as he should. What is the impact in 5 years?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
But Brad has shown that he doesn't care about positional value. That's why he drafted Gibbs to begin with.
In drafting, yes.
Yeah, well, if this was a hang-up, it would have been an issue drafting.
Well, there's
him.
Clear positional value because you're going to pay Gibbs different than you pay Laporta,
right.
different than Branch, different right. from Jack Campbell.
Right, so actually when it comes time to extend Jahmyr Gibbs, they may elect to not do the franchise tag or the fifth, well, they can apply it into the fifth year and extend him at a lower number than, say, a Jamo or a Laporta or even some of these safeties. Running backs are cheaper. That factors into choosing to extend Gibbs of
sure.
this group, too.
And I've always thought that, too. When people talk about the Eagles and they added Saquon Barkley, all right, yes, it was a big add, but it's half the cost of adding a dominant edge player.
Or a guard, even. I mean, they paid guards significantly
right.
more.
Right, when we talk about adding Trey Hendrickson, everybody says, oh, well, the Eagles added Saquon Barkley. All right, well, if you add Trey Hendrickson, it's going to be near $40 million a year. What was it to add Saquon Barkley? 20.
And not
half
all,
the
not,
cost.
I'll say not all in 1 year, though. I don't think he made 20.
Well, his cap hit wasn't that, but yeah, that's
let some of the gamesmanship here. But anyway, let's get more of these ticket texts. 248-539-9797. says, enough with the franchise tag talks. It's a locker room killer. It won't be used to shoehorn talent into staying here.
I don't think it's a locker room killer. I mean, it's a guaranteed money. And every player wants
a five-year deal as opposed to a one.
More guaranteed money, yes.
But are we saying Brad Holmes is never going to use one of the tools in the tool belt to help keep the team together? Because that would feel foolish.
Yeah.
Texter says, I get that Hutch is coming back from a similar injury in college, but how many times does he have to snap his leg before we start to talk about it being a concern? Well, third time, no more, maybe. Full disclosure, I still want to extend him, but I think it's okay to talk about the injury.
He has no more legs to snap. I mean, he snapped both of them.
Okay. He's bionic now. There's really nothing more that can happen.
Yeah, yeah.
On that list, I'm only extending Hutchinson and Branch. Safety, running back, linebacker, three least valuable positions in the NFL. I'm not paying two safeties top of the market, and I'm not paying big money to a tight end. So pay nobody.
Yeah, I guess just keep going through the draft. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why this week's so important.
Well, and if you think about that draft too, right? It was Jahmyr Gibbs. It was Jack Campbell, Laporta, and Branch.
All in the same draft.
I would not expect in future years for Brad Holmes to be able to draft four Pro Bowlers in one draft, let alone a couple All Pros.
People just go in rapid fire with names. Gibbs, Laporta, Branch. Gibbs, Branch, Kirby. Gibbs, Laporta, Branch. A lot of Gibbs. In fact, most people have Gibbs in their three.
I get that.
Because they see him right now as one of the three best players of the group. And this team's built on running the football, and he's their most dangerous runner. If they're going to win a Super Bowl, a lot of it's going to be on his back.
Okay, well, three best players of the group. If we're going to sit there and rank the best players of the group, Gibbs is number one.
Yes.
But Gibbs plays running back. I'm sorry, but there is an expiration date. Not everyone is Barry Sanders or Walter Payton or, you know, Emmitt Smith. They're not always as durable. We're talking about very small, finite number of individuals that remained durable and productive for more than 7-8 years.
Jahmyr's 23. Barkley's 28 and still doing it. Another 5 good years out of Jahmyr Gibbs. Two of them are under contract already.
Right, and that's where you also have other tools that you can use.
Ticket Texter says, Jack's a dime a dozen as an off-ball linebacker. He ain't Fred Warner. He can be replaced. You're not finding another Gibbs that easy.
Okay, but you also have to take into context the fact that Alex Anzalone, probably not here maybe more than, a year or two playing at that level. Derek Barnes is certainly not at that level, and they extended him.
Texter says Gibbs should have increased workload only in the playoffs. Otherwise, split the carries, get him to the finish line. Did John put dum-dum juice in his coffee this morning? Gibbs is the best offensive threat we've had since Calvin, and he would extend a linebacker instead of him. Gibbs has the peak of his career ahead, and you're already talking about injuries slowing down. Insanity. Keep your best players, dum-dum.
Hey, I don't think he thinks you're very smart. Yeah, apparently not, yes. Is that a new nickname?
Got to fight back against the anti-nickname crowd. The cap goes up every year. We don't have to let anyone walk, but if we do, I'd let J-Mo go. I love that we can keep everybody crowd.
Oh, right. I mean, you simply can't keep everyone. And it's the same crowd that wants to keep everyone. And then when you ask them, oh, well, should you trade for Trey Hendrickson? Yeah! Trade for him and extend him.
I'm going to give Kirby Joseph record-setting safety money and then give Brian Branch record-setting safety money and then give Laporta record-setting tight end money and then give J-Mo, you know, high-dollar wide receiver money. And it's going to be okay because sunshine and rainbows.
Well,
I didn't even mention Gibbs and Campbell. There's a reason we've laid out six names plus Hutchinson, plus you already are paying Sewell and St. Brown record receiver and tackle money. Goff is not a cheap quarterback. No. I know the deal is going to age well, but you're not getting a discount at quarterback either.
Well, you're
guys,
already
you
going to
be
reworking Goff's deal next year.
Right.
Because his cap number, I think, next year is like $70 million. That's not going to happen. And I'm not saying he's not going to be here, but you're going to rework that deal to lower that number.
I let Gibbs and Laporta go. Running backs are a dime a dozen. You look at this draft alone, there's almost 10 solid deep tight ends as well. No way we'd let Jack Campbell go. It's so hard to get a linebacker like him. It's a contradictory text. I mean, there is real conflict with this. This is what makes it such a fun conversation is you have to make tough decisions.
And I think if given true serum, would Brad Holmes like to find a way to keep them all? Sure.
Yes.
Would you and I both like to find a way? You know, I don't want to let good players go. but you got to play the odds at some point.
We'll keep taking ticket texts on this game. You got to pick three Lions to keep from the group. Could get contract extensions any day now. We did a year ago on this day. It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.